We have an interesting study in the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning, something that I had been wondering about and had been a little confused on, and this study seemed to clear it up for me. We're going to be talking about the tent of meeting. Now, I find in the Old Testament where the tabernacle was called the tent of meeting, and it always confused me when I read about the tent of meeting and the tabernacle. Is this talking about the same thing? Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You remember Moses had the tabernacle built in the wilderness according to the pattern that God had shown him. And then later Solomon built the tabernacle according to the pattern that God had given his father David, or rather, Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. Moses built the tabernacle, which was a tent, in the wilderness. Solomon built the temple, which is a building, in Jerusalem. And that replaced the tabernacle. But before the tabernacle was built, Moses met with God in the tent of meeting. And after the tabernacle was built, that became the tent of meeting instead of this earlier tent. So you have the tent of meeting, and then the tabernacle, and then the temple. You know what comes next? Those were the types. And the antitype that came next, that's the church. A tent of meeting, a tabernacle in the wilderness, a temple in Jerusalem, but finally the church of Christ. Now that's what we're going to be getting into in our lesson today. And this is a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of September the 5th, 1926. And this material is put together by our old teacher, E. A. Elam. Now the text for this Sunday school lesson is Exodus chapter 33, 7 through 16, and I'll be reading that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to Exodus 33, and let me read the lesson text, beginning in verse 7 and down through 16. Now Moses used to take the tent and to pitch it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And it came to pass that everyone that sought Jehovah went out to the tent of meeting, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out into the tent, that all the people rose up and stood every man at the door of his tent, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tent. And it came to pass when Moses entered into the tent, the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tent. And Jehovah spake with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the door of the tent. And all the people rose up and worshipped every man at his tent door. And Jehovah spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his minister Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tent. And Moses said unto Jehovah, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, that thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, to the end that I may find favor in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found favor in thy sight, I and thy people? Is it not in that thou goest with us, so that we are separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth? Now, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. Jehovah spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. The devotional reading is the fifth psalm. There's an inscription to this psalm, to the chief musician with the Nehiloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Jehovah. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee do I pray. O Jehovah, in the morning shalt thou hear my voice. In the morning will I order my prayer unto thee, and will keep watch. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Evil shall not sojourn with thee. The arrogant shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou wilt destroy them that speak lies. Jehovah abhorreth the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the abundance of thy loving kindness will I come into thy house. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Jehovah, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God, to let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out from the multitude of the transgressors, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that take refuge in thee rejoice. Let them shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou wilt bless the righteous, O Jehovah. Thou wilt compass him with favor as with a shield. Now back to our Sunday school lesson. We have some helps and hints for the teachers. And the E.A. Elam writes, in order to be more seriously impressed with the lesson and to get the greatest good out of the study of the Bible, it's necessary to consider the connecting links between this lesson and the last one. Let us remember that the all-inspiring scenes upon Mount Sinai, when Jehovah first came down upon it, were given, and we read about them in Exodus 19:16-25. And then Jehovah spoke the Ten Commandments to the people, and all the people perceived the thunderings and the lightnings and the voice of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Now that's Exodus 20:18-21. And then God did told Moses what to teach the people. Moses told the people all the commandments and ordinances of Jehovah, and the people said they would keep them. Moses wrote the commandments and ordinances of the Lord in a book, and built an altar under the mount, and sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice upon it, and upon the book, and upon the people. But this can all be better be told in Bible language. Exodus 24, verses 3-8. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Jehovah and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which Jehovah hath spoken will we do." And Moses wrote all the words of Jehovah, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the mount, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto Jehovah. And Moses took half of the blood, and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, and read in the audience of the people. And they said, "All that Jehovah hath spoken will we do, and be obedient." And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant which Jehovah hath made with you concerning all of these words." In comparing the second covenant with the first covenant, the new covenant with the old covenant, and the blood of Christ with the blood of animals, the apostle refers to this passage in Exodus. Let me read to you in Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 22. Here we read, "But Christ, having come an high priest of the good things to come, through the greater, more perfect tabernacle, made not with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of goats and bulls, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling on them that hath defiled, doth sanctify unto the cleanness of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without blemish unto God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, that they have been called, may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it. For a testament is a force where there hath been death. For it doth never avail while he that made it liveth. Wherefore, even the first covenant hath not been dedicated without blood. For when every commandment had been spoken by Moses, and all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God commanded to youward.' Moreover, the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry he sprinkled in like manner with blood. And according to the law, I may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood. And apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission." When we come to Exodus chapter 24, God told Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, to come a part of the way up the mountain and worship afar off, but Moses alone should come unto Jehovah. And verses 9 and 10 of Exodus 24 state that they did this. It says, "And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were a paved work, a sapphire stone, and as it were the very heaven for clearness. While these nobles of Israel beheld the glory of Jehovah, but not his face, the hand of Jehovah was not upon them to harm them. And they ate, and they drank." And then Jehovah told Moses to come up into the mountain, that is higher up, to hear him, and be there, saying, "I will give thee the tables of stone," instructing all to remain there till he should return. Moses and Joshua, his minister, ascended the mount into the cloud, the glory of Jehovah abiding on Mount Sinai.